Good afternoon. The storm system that brought us all of the rain earlier in the week continues to track well off to the north and east and into the Canadian Maritimes. Still, some leftover energy rotating through the trough will continue to produce some clouds and maybe a stray shower across the Champlain Valley, the Hudson Valley, eastward over into Vermont and perhaps the Berkshires. In these locations, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds otherwise, with temperatures pushing up past the 70-degree mark and topping out in the lower to middle 70s. There'll also be a northwest breeze at times over 20 miles per hour. Skies will be clear early tonight with high pressure in control. Then we'll turn our attention to the west, where a storm system will be approaching from the Ohio Valley. Clouds will gradually be on the increase during the overnight period into tomorrow morning as lows drop back into the 50s. For the day tomorrow, thickening clouds first thing in the morning, mainly dry for the drive in, but rain will quickly advance in first in the southern tier, the I-88 corridor and the Catskills, and then overspreading the entire region by early to mid-morning. The rain will be heavy at times as low pressure works its way across Pennsylvania toward the Jersey coast. As it works its way off the eastern seaboard, we'll continue to see rainfall heavily at times, especially south of I-90, where flood watches have been issued. High temperatures tomorrow will struggle and stay in the lower to mid-60s, especially where we have a steady and heavy rainfall. The heaviest rain will wind down tomorrow evening and overnight, still though leftover showers for the day on Friday. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 60s. High pressure will build in to start the weekend on Saturday. It looks good with lots of sunshine back into the mid-70s before another series of weak disturbances approach starting Sunday and lasting into the early part of the week with the risk of a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Highs in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms from Illinois into Indiana and western Ohio. Leftover convection from overnight and early this morning will continue to work its way across portions of the upper Midwest. These storms will likely begin to grow upscale with a rapidly destabilizing air mass to the east. Other convection may also form along a warm front east of the surface low track across southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Initially, some of these storms are likely to be supercells and tornadoes could occur. With time, and particularly due to a weak upper-level flow, storms should merge into a large cluster. Increasing wind fields will favor a forward-propagating convective system, possibly a derecho capable of widespread damaging winds. However, embedded areas of rotation may also exist periodically, indicating either tornadoes or enhanced swaths of damaging wind potential. Large hail is also likely, possibly wind-driven. Models indicate the main corridor for widespread damage will be from northern Illinois into northern and central Indiana and into Ohio. However, if the system grows larger than expected, other areas could be under a greater threat, such as northern Kentucky, West Virginia, and western Pennsylvania. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 80, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers near 70, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56, the record high 94 set in 1949, and the record low 38 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few showers today, especially closer to the Canadian border. More sunshine near Glens Falls, and highs in the 60s to the north, lower 70s, where we see more sun. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear this evening with increasing clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, rain developing in the morning, heavy at times in the afternoon, especially south of I-90, highs in the 60s. More showers Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 60s. Mostly sunny, mild on Saturday, mid-70s. A shower possible Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-70s. And a scattered shower or thunderstorm Monday and Tuesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.